If you have a doubt that the economy of Virginia is tied to Pentagon spending, look no further than the 9th District. It encompasses the southwestern tip of the state, but its U.S. Representative, Republican Morgan Griffith, says don't let coal country fool you.
Because Virginia is so big, sometimes it's overshadowed that we have the Army arsenal, we supply a lot of other component parts, we even have an aircraft manufacturer that has a plant in the district. So, it still affects jobs.
Other parts of the state are much more reliant on military spending. The Pentagon and thousands of its employees are located in Northern Virginia. On the southeastern coast, you have military bases and massive ship and submarine building factories. Part of that region is in Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel's 2nd District. He shakes his head when discussing the $500 billion in budget cuts slated to hit the military in January.
Well, sadly, we were hearing this 6 months ago.
Ridgel says the military, and especially contractors in Virginia, have already been impacted by the uncertain climate.
I think there was an arresting or a slowing down of investment, a real reluctance to hire. So it's progressed up. It's almost at a peak at this point. I'm just so hopeful that we can navigate through this.
Lately, the debate in Washington has focused on personal income tax rates, not sequestration, the name for the steep budget cuts. House Speaker John Boehner unveiled a new plan this week, his so-called Plan B, which the president quickly rejected. It would raise tax rates just for income over $1 million, but it won't divert the scheduled sequestration cuts. Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly says sequestration needs to be a part of a deal avoiding the so-called fiscal cliff.
I think there's still, understandably and justifiably, a lot of nervousness about that sequestration.
Some Democrats, including Southeastern Congressman Bobby Scott, want to let all the Bush-era tax cuts expire. Scott says the indiscriminate nature of sequestration masks the real debate lawmakers should be having about revenue and specific budget items.
If you extend tax cuts, you have to pay for them. If you do not extend tax cuts, you don't have to pay for it. And so when you start making the list, of the spending cuts that would have to be associated with the tax cuts, then you're having a rational discussion.
Congressman Ridgel was one of the first Republicans to announce he'd break his pledge to oppose tax increases in exchange for a big deficit-reducing deal. He says sequestration is just unacceptable for Virginia and the nation.
And really abrupt, and I refer to it as really a violent reduction. Even if someone holds the view that spending must come down, this isn't the way to do it.
Northern Virginia Democrat Jim Moran agrees. He wants to streamline and reform defense spending, but says sequestration is not the way to do it.
You know, the defense budget could absorb significant cuts, but not in the way that sequester would be applied, because the cuts would be taken against every program, project, and activity equally.
But Congressman Griffith says time is running out, and big questions remain unresolved.
None of these issues are black and white, which is what makes negotiations so tough.
The clock is winding down. Lawmakers have until January to divert the looming budget cuts. But right now, Washington is fixated on taxes. That has many in Virginia's defense industry worried as this year's legislative calendar winds down. I'm Matt Laszlo.